Stalingrad, the bloodshed and battle that cost almost 2 million lives. Written by Kelly Mass. Narrated by Doug Green. Chapter 1. The Horrors of Stalingrad. Stalingrad has changed names. It's now called Volgograd and is still one of the largest cities in Russia. But we can't ignore the fact that for a significant time in history, it was called Stalingrad, named after the tyrant and leader of the Soviet Union in the Second World War, Joseph Stalin. Let's explore the history of this city during the Second World War and why the battles fought there were so horrendous and pivotal in history. At the time of the Battle of Stalingrad in southern Russia, Germany and its allies combated the Soviet Union for control of Stalingrad, now Volgograd. It is just one of the bloodiest engagements in the history of warfare, with an approximated 2 million total casualties. It's marked by intense close-quarters battle and direct attacks on civilians in air raids. The German High Command was forced to withdraw substantial army forces from other theaters of war after their defeat at Stalingrad. The Stalingrad battle has been represented in the movies Stalingrad and Enemy at the Gates. It has become a level in video games like the Call of Duty series. Its casualties were many. Its circumstances brutal and took a very long time. Let's take a look at what took place, why it was such a heroic turning point for the Russians against Hitler's Nazi armies, and what happened after the Germans were pushed back. The 6th Army and parts of the 4th Panzer Army launched an operation in the month of August 1942 to dominate Stalingrad, a key industrial and transportation center on the Volga River that guaranteed access to the Caucasus oil wells. The attack was assisted by heavy Luftwaffe bombing, which turned much of the city to smoldering ruins. As both sides hurried reinforcements into the city, the war degenerated into house-to-house combat. The Germans had pushed the Soviet protectors back into tight zones along the river's west bank by mid-November, at massive cost. The Red Army began Operation Uranus, a two-pronged attack on the weaker Romanian and Hungarian soldiers covering the 6th Army's flanks on November 19th. In the Stalingrad area, the Axis flanks were overrun, and the 6th Army was cut off and besieged. Adolf Hitler was determined about keeping the city under his control and forbade the 6th Army from trying a breakout. Rather, efforts were carried out to supply it by air and breach the encirclement from the outside. For another 2 months, heavy warfare raged. After 5 months, 1 week, and 3 days of warfare, the Axis forces in Stalingrad gave up in early February 1943, having actually exhausted their ammo and food. Chapter 2. Reasons for the Battle. Regardless of Operation Barbarossa's failure to beat the Soviet Union in a single campaign, the Wehrmacht had taken massive swaths of land by the spring of 1942, and that includes Ukraine, Belarus, and the Baltic nations. The war was working out in other places. The Atlantic U-boat offensive had been a substantial success, and Erwin Rommel had just taken Tobruk. The Germans had developed a front in the east that ran all the way from Leningrad south to Rostov, with some small salients. In spite of huge German casualties west of Moscow in winter season 1941-42, Hitler was positive that he could break the Red Army because Army Group Center, Heeresgruppe Mitte, had been unable to engage 65% of its infantry, which had been rested and re-equipped in the interim. Over the winter season, neither Army Group North nor Army Group South had been substantially tested. Stalin expected the main thrust of the German summer season offensive to be directed once again at Moscow. Following the success of the previous operations, the Germans chose to focus their summer season campaign in the year 1942 on the southern parts of the Soviet Union. The preliminary objectives in the Stalingrad area were to harm the city's industrial capacity and to block the Volga River's traffic between the Caucasus and the Caspian Sea and central Russia. When the Germans occupied Rostov on July 23rd, they cut the pipeline from the oil fields. The capture of Stalingrad would make it far more challenging for lend-lease supplies to be provided by means of the Persian corridor. Hitler upgraded the operation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?